This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning two tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul, the Good Vibes Only Tour with special guest DaBaby, Friday, July 25th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. Normally, we give you a Beltway Blitz right now. We're in the process of canceling the Beltway Blitz and blowing it out of the water because there is breaking and developing news, as you just heard from our own Toby Altizer there. Adam Schefter. At 4 o'clock on the nose here, Washington wide receiver Terry McLaurin, who is seeking a new contract, did not report to training camp today, according to a source. McLaurin was not present for the Commanders' conditioning test today that marked an unofficial start of training camp. All other players are present and accounted for, just not McLaurin. Translation, he is holding out.
Here we go.
And the holdout has begun. There was a question about a holdout versus a hold-in. There was hope maybe that they beat the clock and got an extension done, although nothing about the Adam Peters press conference today led me to believe that they were closing in on a deal imminently. He did not speak like someone with any conviction on a deal being a certainty in the offing. And now we know McLaurin is not going to hold in. He's not going to show up to try to avoid the fine and just not partake in activities on the field. He's going all the way through with this thing, man. Our sweet prince, Terry McLaurin, the anti-diva, is going to continue to agitate, try to find some good trouble here to get himself some money. He will not be at training camp.
So I hesitate to try to infer meaning behind certain things, but tell me if you think this is off base. If you hold in, it means it's a matter of hours or you're pretty close. This is what it always has felt like to me. Like, it just means I'm here. We're on the same page. I expect this to get hammered out. I just can't participate because if I get hurt, God forbid, then it all goes up in smoke, right? Whereas if you are not there, not present, Trey Hendrickson, take a picture of the Florida sunset style when training camp starts, you are saying, just so you know, it doesn't mean it won't get done, but just so you know, this ain't close. Just so you know, we are not right around the corner from getting it done. That's how I've always perceived it.
So I don't see it that way. I don't think Micah Parsons is close, as an example. Jerry Jones just did a press conference about Parsons, and he, by the way, nobody, and yeah, I mean nobody, puts their foot in their mouth.
Boy, it's delicious. You ever had my foot? It's tasty.
I mean, he can't do a press conference anymore. And I honestly, it's almost uncomfortable to talk about because I don't know if it's an age thing or what, but like, he's no longer a sharp press conference doer. He just can't do it anymore.
Right.
To talk for 10 minutes without saying something stupid or putting his foot in his mouth. And I'm trying not to make light of it, but that's just where we are. And so he did it again. But Micah Parsons is at Cowboys camp, and he is going to be there, and he's going through all of the motions. There's nobody suggesting that a deal's close between him and the Cowboys. The way I view it, I'm going to bounce this off of you. I think the hold-in is reserved for situations where there's not really acrimony. Hold-in, not a lot of animus. Hold out, I don't like you very much right now. I don't want to be around you.
That's a better way to quantify. That's what I was going for.
The closeness of a deal to me is irrelevant, though. Like, Trey Hendrickson is mad at the Bengals. It's not a coincidence. Trey Hendrickson popped off, said a bunch of things about how they're liars, doesn't like them, feels like he's not appreciated. Not there. Terry McLaurin had a press conference at Eastern Motors where he said, I'm not valued. I'm disappointed. He's not happy with this front office or with this team. He's holding out. If you're holding in like Micah Parsons, there's been no Micah Parsons Eastern Motors press conference. He hasn't cut a Trey Hendrickson promo. Mm-hmm. So to me, there's more of an acrimony or an animus thing where it's like, if this is just business between the two sides that's actually going fairly pleasantly, but we can't agree on a number, but it hasn't gotten personal yet, then I hold in. If I hate your guts and I can't see you right now, we're on a break as a couple, because I think right now Terry McLaurin and the Commanders are on a break, I hold out. Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals may or may not get back together, but they ain't sleeping in the same bed right now. He's holding out. In fact, he's posting pictures with the geographic tag of Florida, which was outstanding.
He's very much in Florida
today. But that is the news of the day. Terry McLaurin holding out. I guess it's possible he could show up tomorrow, but don't you agree with what I said last segment? If you're showing up, you show up for the start of this thing right now. It's not like he's just going to stroll in there tomorrow while everyone's on the practice field a day late. I think you determine whether you're holding in, holding out, or just going to practice yesterday, and today is day one of this, not tomorrow, even though there's no practice yet. This means until he gets a deal, he's not showing up, and he's going to incur a $50,000 fine every single day starting today.
That's what you'd think, yeah. I mean, and from, again, from everybody's perspective, I understand it, right? From, if you are close, you wouldn't want to start escalating that to me. If it's friendly, if it's, and you said it better than I did. I was trying to quantify it, and you did it better than I was able to. But if it feels like if there's no animus, then you don't want to start escalating those fines and the like, and everybody can be on the same page. You just don't happen to run that route, and you know, you go inside and sign when it all gets hammered. When you're not close, now everybody has to escalate. You've got to be willing to accept, you know, $250,000 a week, you know, 5 days not going to practice, 6 days, $300,000, and the team's got to be willing to start doing that, because you're basically calling each other's bluff. Right, from a team perspective, they have so much leverage here. Every team does. This isn't just a Washington. Every team has an advantage over a player trying to hold out, given this CBA and the way it's structured. So you're sitting there going, count up your fines, man. As much as you want to lose, it's on you to lose it. Right? As long as you want to hold out and make it worse for everybody. You're under contract for this year. You are now in violation of that contract in search of a new one. That's not a great methodology for earning your service time and getting yourself to the next deal. So the team can and should do what they're doing as you still try to negotiate in good faith. And the player who thinks you're not close, this is the one chance you've got to try to get more. So I understand it.
For the people who say $50,000 is a huge number, there's no way he's going to let them bleed him out of that much money throughout training camp here, and he's going to deal with that fine. I mean, Terry McLaurin has made $42 million over the last 3 years. That's not even 1%, like 50,000. Now, you add that up enough times, it gets to a few percent. But it's not even 1% of what he's made over the last 3 years, which is not even to say his career earnings. I'm just going over 2022, 2023, 2024. He made 24 mil last year. He made 11 mil the year before. He made 7.3 million the year before that. So he doesn't notice a $50,000 fine, assuming he's been smart with and done a good job with his money. And let's face it, everything that we know about Terry McLaurin would suggest that this is a guy who's got financial advisors and he's making some really smart, grown-up adult decisions, because nobody's more grown-up or smart or more adult, seemingly, than Terry McLaurin. So I don't think the fine thing for a week or two is really that big of a deal. But I've got a lot of questions otherwise about how far apart they are, and frankly, how in the heck did we get here? It just doesn't seem that complicated. The market is pretty much set. This is what a wide receiver who you deem a number one costs, which tells me, Danny, they disagree, the team and the player, on whether or not he's a number one wide receiver. Convince me otherwise. We know what a number one wide receiver costs. We've seen what DK Metcalf got for a team he never bled for or sweat for. We have seen what a younger version, maybe not a great comp, but Ohio State stand out as well, Garrett Wilson got in New York. Like, the market is the market. We see where he slots in. It's going to take a little over $30 million AAV, it's going to take X amount of guaranteed money. It's complicated because, unlike at other positions, it's not all elite guys and then a little bit better. It's tiered in a funny way because some of the contracts are out of whack.
Right.
But this should not be that complicated. So I just can't believe that this team decided this is the time with this player that this is when you keep your checkbook in your pocket.
So I'm trying to interpret. I think you make a good case. But let me just put my thinking cap on. Age, 25, 25, 25, 27, 24, 26, 24. What do those sound like? That's the ages of the guys when they sign these extensions that are above him in terms of AAV right now. He's 30. I think that's a huge calculation. You look at the history. There are exceptions. Henry Ellard, or you can go down the list who played here. But there are guys who've been north of 30 who've been very productive that have lived up to the top billing. There aren't that many, though. There's a lot more that have not, that have regressed or gotten worse or gotten hurt or lost steps and have not been the same player.
What was A.J. Brown? 27, 28?
A.J. Brown was 26 at the time of signing.
So he signed an extension, it says, in 2024, and he's 28 now. I'll take your word for it that he was 26. I was thinking he's 27. But yeah, there's a couple of year difference. That is definitely a factor in this.
So I think that's number one. Number two, this is the point I've kept making. And the market is X. And that's totally right. I think that's if you don't have the player yet. Right, in the case of DK Metcalf. And you have to, you're wooing a trade and you're paying a tax, or so to speak. The Washington team right now has him under contract for whatever the number is. I think it's 22 and a half or 23. I can't remember which. Oh, about 23 million. According to what I've seen from Over the Cap and from really smart people, the salary, the franchise tag, the next two seasons for the wide receiver spot is 28 and change. 120% of that is around 33. The idea that they just have to go to what the open market is isn't correct. Now, you would do that because you want to do right by the guy. You would do that because you want goodwill and you want to be seen as, you know, lovey-dovey and everyone singing Kumbaya as we, you know, shout our catchphrases together under Dan Quinn. But you're not under any incentive to go above the market based on what you already have in terms of control over the player and him playing for you. If they would like him to play for them, they have mechanisms to go down that road. So the average of 28 and change and, you know, 33, give or take, is around 30.5. If they're not close to that, I think it's a different conversation. But me, is the end.
We have a report suggesting they're not. It's the only report that has any details on money. I don't know if it's right. It's Jeremy Fowler of ESPN saying his understanding is the team's not close to $30 million. I don't know what not close means. That could mean 24, which is not close, which, by the way, is a slap in Terry's face, in my opinion.
I would agree with that.
Low ball. It could be 28. 28 is not nearly as crazy, but it's still, you could convince me that that's not close to 30 in player money.
And so here's my follow-up on that. If then you go, we walk into the negotiation with that amount, then the agent, whose job it is to change the eye line, would go, oh, they started at 30. We're going to ask for 36. Or if they're starting at 25, then we settle on 30. You see what I'm saying? And the team can't budge until they get to the place that they think is far more reasonable. And the agent's job is to bleed them dry, is to get as much as humanly possible for the player. It's why most guys don't do it themselves and have agents do it. So I see the impasse.
So McLaurin turns 30 in basically week two of this football season. A.J. Brown was a month away from turning 27 when he got his extension. So you're talking about 2+ years as an age gap between the two, just to pull up one guy who recently got paid really good money, even though I would say A.J. Brown's a better wide receiver than Terry McLaurin. But I'm having two conversations here, bouncing back and forth between the two.
Mm-hmm.
I can do what you just did and make the perfect case for why Terry McLaurin not getting a long-term deal or an extension done right now makes plenty of fiscal common sense. Absolutely, I could do that. It goes back to the old Cousins conversation, though.
Yep.
Like, there were probably people who said, well, you could just tag him a couple of times, keep him around for a couple of years. And it's different because then they went through quarterback hell again for years.
Well, they were trying to go under what the franchise tag was.
Understood.
Right.
But my point is, there is just generally, with a guy like McLaurin, normally a tax you're willing to pay above the perfect deal for the team, where you overpay or you go a little further than you should, just because he's the guy in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And they have shown no willingness to do that. And that, to me, is surprising. I'm not saying it's a bad decision. Again, I said months ago, I thought this deal would get done before training camp. I think he'll be a little bit overpaid for a little bit too long. Won't be a great contract, but everyone will be happy and high five and camp will start. the team's not willing to do the thing that is a little bit worse than probably best for them. A McLaurin franchise tag next year would be $30 million, based on his salary this year. So you would be tagging him at $30 million next year anyway. And then it would be 120% of that the next year. So you'd still, if you're doing a two-year game with him, you know, you're doing 2 and 60 whatever at that point, fully guaranteed. And maybe they're going, we have no problem paying him for 2 years before Jaden Daniels gets money. It's year three of the deal that bothers us, or it's the fourth year that he wants that we want nothing to do with, where we'd have to carry over some guarantees.
Yeah, we want him for three. I'm just saying this out loud. We want 3 seasons of Terry McLaurin, including this one upcoming. And after that, we're not sure we want to be in the $30-plus million business of a guy that's going into his age 34 season.
It's funny. I've got tweets coming in, and amazingly, it's kind of like the antithesis of one another on both sides of this thing. I've got people here who are so pro-McLaurin and anti-team. Why are we doing this to him? Says Chris. You know, as if Terry's some victim. And then I've got a guy here who says, trade him. Good for them. It's a divisive issue. But I do wonder what the shot clock is for this organization before people turn on them a little bit and how they're handling the most important, most beloved player on the team. I was just talking to the guys behind the scenes. Toby, who you guys hear on The Fan all the time, is working behind the scenes on our show right now, is 25 years old? 26? Terry McLaurin's his favorite player ever for this football team. Probably the best player he's seen during his lifetime as well. There's an entire generation of fans during a really bad era where Terry is their guy. And if you see your team playing hardball with, this is the time they decided to stick the we're very frugal or we're going to only get the right deal for our team flag in the ground. This is the first time they've really been that team publicly. There's going to be people that have a hard time with that. I also wonder the flip side with Terry, who's beloved, who's never done anything the wrong way, who is such a team-first, professional, awesome player. You want your son to be like him. You want your daughter to date him. How long does he get with the fans to hold out, to agitate? Now you've had a press conference at a dealership. Now you're not showing up before they start to turn on him a little bit.
Yeah. And the team doesn't really want to get involved in PR battles, it seems like, in terms of like counter messaging and the like. But you'd have to start wondering at a certain point if everybody's yelling at you, maybe something comes out finally where, yeah, he's being unreasonable. He's asking for this or that, or his agent is behaving in an X amount of way.
So we blew out the Beltway Blitz. We were going to have Mitch Tischler on to talk about the Commanders. So we kept Mitch in the fold here. I want to get his thoughts on this. Can you play the Commander sounder as if we are blitzing still? From the big voice guy? There we go. So the Terry news broke. He is holding out officially. No blitz, but we do have Mitch Tischler of Monumental Sports on. Surprised at all that he's not going to hold in, or maybe even bigger picture that they didn't get something done to beat the clock?
Yeah, very surprised. We've seen it in years past with other Commanders. Cam Curl comes to mind. He held in at mini camp. We know the type of person that Terry is. I just heard you guys talking about it. I don't need to repeat it. But the fact that he's not even going to be at the facility is a problem. I think this is officially a big deal and something that is the first time I'm having to allow myself to start thinking about what life beyond Terry McLaurin as a Commander is going to look like, because this thing is getting ugly. And, you know, we knew when we got to OTAs and a deal wasn't done that it was, you know, starting to become something. We got to mini camp and it's still nothing was done. It was becoming something a little bit bigger. This boulder is starting to catch steam and it's starting to roll downhill. And this is a much bigger deal than just Terry McLaurin himself and this team. It has to do with a franchise that has had a really hard time getting free agents for 30 years because of how terribly they were run. And the NFL is just starting to look at this team in a different light. And all of a sudden you're going to play hardball with a guy who's been there through the muck and the dirt and everything that he's had to go through as a player. And now you're playing hardball with him and, you know, things aren't going well. This is a bigger picture problem than just Terry McLaurin. But as we talk about Terry, this is object disaster right now.
I was at the press conference, Peters and Quinn today with Mitch out in Ashburn. I'll see him at practice tomorrow. Mitch Tischler is with us here from Monumental. I know it's more complicated than this, so this is probably unfair, but I want you to kind of pick a side, and I think I know where you're leaning based on that answer. But we've got reactions coming in from people saying, why are they making this a thing? Just pay him. Why are we doing this to him? You know, almost like he's a victim here. And you talked about them playing hardball. There is another side to this, which is to say, because of his age, they might be doing a really smart, business prudent thing. But is this the guy you do it with? I mean, they also have the luxury right now of not having to pay a quarterback. So if there was ever a time for 3 years where you could overpay a receiver by a little bit who's earned it, now's the time. I mean, pick a side on the debate, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's hard to pick a direct side on the debate because we don't know what two sides we're debating. I mean, this is the last big contract that Terry McLaurin is going to sign as an NFL player. And I'm sure he and his representation are trying to maximize every penny they can get out of it, because it is going to be his last deal. But to me, this team is in a good cap situation for the first time in a very long time. I don't think that, you know, the a 3-year deal with him will destroy that one way or the other, as long as we're talking about reasonable numbers. If Terry's coming in asking for, and if Terry's representation is coming in asking for $40 million a year, then yeah, I'm with the Commanders. I'm playing hardball. If Terry's coming in asking for 35 or 36, you know what? I'm getting the deal done, because this deal is off the table before Jaden Daniels gets his big deal. And I know they have to be concerned about Frankie Luvu and Laremy Tunsil and these other guys that are going to be asking for new deals, you know, as we start moving forward. I mean, Marshawn Lattimore too, depending on what happens with him this year. And maybe they're making a point that, you know, hey, we're not going to let you sit out of minicamp and OTAs, and then that's all the leverage you need to get a deal done, because they do have to think about the other negotiations they have with players moving forward. Where I have a problem with this is if Terry is correct that the two sides hadn't talked in a month last week when he talked at Eastern Motors, to me, that's a major problem. They could be apart by $10 million a year. I'm not saying they are. If they are apart by such a wide margin, because it's Terry McLaurin, and because I think this team materially wins less games if Terry isn't on the field with them come September, whatever day it is, 7th, I'm reaching out to the group. I'm reaching out to him. I'm reaching out to his representation. I'm reaching out to whoever I can talk to, you know, to try and keep the lines of communication open. And to me, that's where almost the bigger deal with all this is coming in, is that both sides are have their feet in the mud and are stuck with whatever they're asking for. Somebody has to be the bigger man, you know, in any argument between adults, somebody has to, you know, send the first, you know, apologetic foray across the net, if you will, you know, to start a conversation. And the fact that, you know, the adults in the room, and we've talked about this front office that the Commanders have put together being, you know, tried and true guys who have been there, done that. They've had other, you know, other contract negotiations, you know, other things that they've dealt with. The fact that they didn't reach back out and try and restart that conversation again is really troublesome to me.
What's the team side of this? So we've obviously only heard reports through, you know, the agent leaking to national media members, Terry's impromptu presser at Eastern Motors, where your job's your credit. What's the team thinking? Like, what's their angle on it?
Your job's your credit? I can't hear that without singing in my
same
head.
Same.
In ad history. Listen, the team angle is easy. Like, you look at the numbers, and Terry's 30 years old. You know, do you want to be paying a top tier receiver for his, you know, age 33 season? I understand that they actually have the oldest roster, you know, with what's projected to be their 53 in the NFL. And for a team that, you know, for a front office that's talked about wanting to build this thing long term, you know, they probably don't love what some of those numbers look like. And Terry wouldn't do anything to help the ages there. So I understand why, you know, theoretically the team is playing a little bit of hardball with them. It's hard to get too hard on one side or the other without knowing really what the numbers that are being asked are and how they compare to, you know, some other folks. But the fact that Terry has played with the group of quarterbacks that he's played with, and he's put up the numbers that he's put up with, you know, some guys who probably aren't really NFL-level quarterbacks throwing him the football over the years, and finally he gets a guy who's going to get the ball downfield to him. He's going to get the guy, they have a guy who's going to show some trust in him and get him the football. Combine that with the other moves they made this offseason on offense, and all they've talked about for the team is wanting to optimize the chances that Jaden Daniels continues to ascend, continues to get better. And we can all say maybe Jaden Daniels is going to be good enough that they could throw anybody out there and, you know, this offense will move. But the fact of the matter is Terry made big play after big play after big play last year, both contested catches. You think about the throw in Cincinnati where he threw the ball up in the air, the touchdown catch, which wasn't even from Jaden Daniels against the Cowboys at the end of the season. I mean, this is a guy who has shown the type of player he is in the good times and the bad times, and even maybe with a bigger exclamation point on the bad times. So for this thing to be going the way that's going is frustrating, and I can understand where the team is trying to come from in a responsible, you know, format of building, you know, a franchise. But I don't know that this is the player that you, you know, put your foot down and say, we're not doing more than X.
Mitch Tischler, Monumental Sports, thanks for hopping aboard. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Grant, give me something to feel positive about. I'm about as frustrated with this franchise as I've been in a very long time.
It's a weird feeling, man. It's been a couple of years. How about I'm going to bring some pretzels with a little bit of peanut butter in them tomorrow. One of those little things.
Oh,
from
they're
Wegmans.
So good. Eat one. I challenge you.
I'll bring those to the media tent tomorrow to kick off training camp.
You know what, Grant? I immediately feel better. Thank you.
Attaboy. Mitch Tischler, boys and girls, check him out over at Monumental. Let's open up the phones for the first time here on this news, 800-636-1067. There's a few lines open, 800-636-1067. Terry McLaurin is indeed holding out. This is getting ugly. We had the press conference last week. He popped off. The team today took the high road, but said that they thought he was going to be here. He's not here. What's next? This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Yeah, we haven't spoken about that, but just like with really all of our players, we're expecting everybody to be here today.
Adam Peters, when asked if Terry McLaurin was going to be holding out just a few hours ago. Now, McLaurin did not inform them, according to Peters, that he was going to, but they now know because time's passed. He didn't show up and take his physical. The holdout has begun. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. We're taking your calls at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. What is it worth to them to not have a significant distraction to start camp? Last year, they never had a single thing like this. You go back to the eve of camp last year, it was just super positive momentum about a young quarterback, a new era, a breath of fresh air with ownership, providing seats for fans and all the changes to the facility. There was not one legitimate football controversy. There were missteps in terms of maybe a draft pick didn't help you as much as you thought, or you know, there wasn't something, you know, obviously wrong in free agency. But when you peel back layers, this guy didn't help him that much. I mean, Darius brings up the kicker. We talked earlier about Brandon McManus. People said get rid of him. They didn't care.
Yeah, that's your biggest hiccup. Come on. That's football happened.
Right. He signed a contract. They found out he was allegedly involved in something on a plane, and next thing you know, he was gone, and they were on to the next. Now, I will say, to that point, they ended up being in kicker hell last season, where one after another, they just went through the position. But, like, did they have a single issue at any point that was a legitimate, actual distraction?
No.
I don't think they did.
Not like this.
They've created this. Mm-hmm. They've chosen to do this. Now, I'm not saying they're wrong. They had the choice to get a deal done, to pay presumably market value, and to have Terry McLaurin signed, sealed, delivered, and to have a big press conference where everyone's high-fiving and smiling on the stage, and they've opted for whatever this is. So my question is, what is it worth to avoid this, and how do you bake that into the contract situation? Not to mention, Danny, they're in a really good cap spot.
Yep.
They've got nothing but money in the next couple of years, and I keep coming back to the Daniels contract. If there's ever a time where you can overpay a little bit, it's right here, right now. I'm not suggesting to do it for Daron Payne. I'm not suggesting to do it for Benjamin St. Juste before he walks out the door. I feel like this is a little bit different.
I think that's the sentiment. I think of this. Would you have been able to tell the Nationals? It's not exactly analogous, but who was more of a hero to the Nationals than Steven Strasburg, right? The World Series MVP. The guy that done everything for them, that first start in 2014 was so electric. It brought the idea of what might be possible here in this city in terms of baseball. He just finishes winning the World Series MVP. Of course you sign him. He means so damn much. It worked out terribly. Now, it's not analogous because Terry's not going to break down to that degree where he throws 10 innings for the rest of his career. But from a team's perspective, you take sentimentality out of it. The history of guys 30 or older who have signed wide receiver deals, it's not good. Guys have fallen off a cliff. They were near the level of production. Everyone from Antonio Brown to Tyreek Hill to Stephon Diggs to a bunch of other players that, frankly, were more productive than Terry McLaurin.
But so you're okay with, I'm going to use a phrase here that's probably not the right one because it's business, but with mistreating the single most beloved player in the locker room has basically put in the most deposits to be right from a business standpoint.
Yes.
Okay, to me, which is fine.
Right. And
not everybody is.
And I think most people are not. And that's what I was going to say is this, because it's like, I've got rules. Oh, but this is Terry. The "but this is Terry" is the strongest sentiment that's out there.
I agree. And my philosophy all the time, and you and I disagree on this, is I don't have rules. I don't. I don't write in pen and Sharpie. This is an evolving, amoeba. This thing is changing all the time. Every situation is a little bit different. We'll get to the phone calls in just a second. 800-636-1067. What makes this complicated is we don't know what's being offered.
Right.
I think it'd be actually a much easier conversation, and I would love to get off the fence here and stop presenting both sides of it, which I feel like I do every day, but I don't know what Terry wants. For all I know, Terry's asking for $37 million a year, or $90 million guaranteed, or some crazy out-of-whack numbers. The team may well have offered him $32 million a year and guarantees that are equal to DK Metcalf or something like that. Right. I doubt it. I think he would have already signed. My assumption is the team is lower than market because of his age. That's the one part I circle and keep coming back to.
I mean, the reason I bring the age up, sorry to cut you off, but it's that at that Eastern Motors presser, he went out of his way, wasn't asked about it, went out of his way to address the age thing. Sure, I thought that was a huge deal. I'm not the regular 30. I didn't play for 2 years at Ohio
but
State.
But I also think it's just common sense. I mean,
sure,
he's almost 30. Guys that get paid huge money at receiver generally don't get that contract at 30. There are some. Davante Adams got a big deal. Mike Evans got a big deal. You know, those types of McLaurin-level receivers over the years and better than him. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, of course,
number one type wide receivers. Here's what I want to bring up, though, and we will get to the phones after this. But one last point I want to make. We've not really talked about the elephant in the room, which could be maybe they just don't think he's as good as the fans do. Maybe they're just not that sold that he's as good a player as you all think he is. And I'm talking about all of us, but that's their perspective. I remember talking to someone last year around the team, I'll say. And the conversation I had with them was about what Terry McLaurin was. And I took this to the air, and I got a lot of crap for it last year. But my point at the time, I remember doing it on the air. We went through, and I think I ended up having like 18 or 19 receivers that I took over Terry going into the season. Now, he had his best year. He balled out. He was unbelievable. Loved Terry. And I would put him as he had a fringe top 10 season last year. But if I went through an exercise right now where I just picked receivers that I would rather have over Terry for the next 3 or 4 years, I could easily get to 15, I think, and maybe get to close to 20. If we're talking about a 3 or 4 year run here at wide receiver, maybe you'd say that's too low on Terry or a little bearish. He's coming off of an unbelievable season. He's had a really good career. But I just remember in talking to this person, what they kept saying was, he doesn't really separate. He doesn't get open. He's not the perfect route runner. You know, this is a guy that's a contested catch maven who's most of, like, his value is in the personality and the person and the dude and the fact that he's a grinder and a worker and he takes on the contact and all these things. And again, this is someone close enough to the team that they talk to people with the team all the time, and I'm going, what if they think that? Like, are we sure that when you ask them in a private room, they think he's a number one wide receiver? Certainly played like one last year.
Yep.
When he takes a screen to the house in the playoffs, or when he goes out and gets you 17 combined touchdowns in the regular season in the playoffs. But that's something I need people to answer for me. Isn't this just indicative that they don't think he's as good as you think he is? Because if they did, I think this is over. Terry said it. You want to talk about what he said in his little Eastern Motors bit? He said, I'm disrespected. He said, not in these words, we disagree on how good I am. We disagree on what I am as a wide receiver. Go back and listen, read this transcript. I deserve to be paid like a number one. I've proven what I am. What he's not saying is they clearly, he's had a dispute with someone over his money, his worth, his value. They maybe don't think that. We don't really talk about that. We just say, oh, this is part of the business. This is how the sausage gets made. What if Terry McLaurin's going into the meeting going, I should be the star of your movie. And they're going, you should be the supporting
actor. We got a nice supporting role for you.
800-636-1067 is the number. Let's get the touch the people on the phones next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
First, I think, without a doubt, I think everybody in this building values Terry very much. And we knew that coming in, and we knew that even more after spending a year with him. In terms of where we're at, we've had, conversations recently, and we'll look to have some more conversations, and we're going to do everything we can in order to get a deal done.
That is General Manager Adam Peters. We value Terry very much. How much?
Yeah.
That is the
debate. Can you put a dollar amount on it?
Now, isn't it? I mean, McLaurin doesn't feel very valued. He is holding out. We're getting your reactions. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Karush in Herndon, home of the Hornets. What's up? How are you?
Hey, Grant. Hey, Danny. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Thank you. Well.
Good. Yeah. So, honestly, I think, Grant, you kind of already gave my opinion on the whole situation. I think that pretty much they're valuing Terry less than what us fans value him, for sure. Because honestly, if AP and the front office really valued Terry that much, they would have gotten this deal done months ago, in my opinion. But, given with the whole excuses that they're making about, his age and everything, that sort of seems like their excuse for not wanting to pay him more. I don't know. I think they want him on the team, but obviously they want to pay him less than what he's asking for, and I don't think that's going to be good on Terry's side. He probably wants to leave after that. But I don't know if I'm reading into this too much, but to me, it kind of seems like the front office wants to push Jaden as the face of the franchise more than Terry, which is definitely understandable, but that's sort of how I feel like with this.
Yeah, but you don't have to like have one guy that you choose and say, this is the face of the franchise. It's a good phone call. Thank you. That call makes me think of my axiom, okay, which is actions, not words. I don't care what anybody says at a podium in terms of believing that to be gospel. What you do is what matters. There was a line in Batman Begins, which is a sneaky great film, mm-hmm. that Danny Rouillet casually sleeps
it.
On.
Stop.
So good.
Stop.
The line is ushered by, is Maggie Gyllenhaal in that movie as Rachel, I think?
Yes.
It's Maggie Gyllenhaal, and she says, like, Bruce, it's... You know, it's not what you say you are.
It's actually Katie Holmes in the first one.
Then
it turns into Maggie Gyllenhaal later. Sorry.
Katie Holmes says the line.
We're too readily agreed.
Batman Begins. And so she says,
it's what
like,
I do that defines me.
Well, he doesn't say it in that voice, but she says it. Yes, like, it's what you do that defines you. And so Danny, what they're doing is not signing him by training camp.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stop short of saying that they don't value him nearly as much as the fan base. Because... the Peters track record in San Francisco, not that he was running the show, but in the shop he came up in, was that these things get done well after camp starts, August, September. And so it could be coming in 2 weeks, and they just start the negotiation now, and they slow play this thing, and that's the art of the deal for him. But I will tell you that if there's no deal, and this goes south, or the season's starting, and McLaurin begrudgingly shows up with no deal and likely is going to be out at the end of the year, then I will know... they just don't think that highly of him as their number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
Peters is more a Debo guy who he brought with him from San Fran than he is a Terry guy who he inherited here.
And I think that would be fair at that time. Right now, it's a great hypothesis, and it's an angle nobody's talked about, right? But that's all that is, because, again, we don't know from the team.
I just think their actions to this point, it's hard to say this because you don't know the number they're offering, but seem to back that up a little bit. And I'm using, it's speculation, but some informed speculation of conversations I've had in the past with people that essentially said to me, you talk about this dude like he's one of the best in the league. He's not one of the best in the league. He's just pretty good. And that might be the thinking over there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's an awkward time for that thinking because this past season, for the first time with a real quarterback, he sure as heck was one of the best in the league. Let's go to Shane in D.C. What's up, Shane?
Commander Danny Grant, how y'all doing today?
What's up, buddy?
Look, here's the thing, I just went through this at the University of Tennessee with Nico, right? Nobody's bigger than the team, right? And are we going to give a – and Danny hit it right on the head. 30-year-old receivers start declining faster than you think, right? So are we willing to give this man, because he is a hometown hero for the Snyder too? But you got to remember, Josh wasn't here then, all that, so – And I believe that Josh thinks that he's a solid – this is what it is. He's a solid number two, and that's what he is. He's played a number one here because that's unfortunate. We've had poor coaching, poor management, and luckily that draft class, he was the gem, right? But he's a number two in this league. Are you going to pay a number two $35 million, a 30-year-old, that much? We need to rebuild this defense. You still got to sign other guys. You can draft a receiver. Receivers are dime a dozen now.
Well, receiver like Terry McLaurin since Santana Moss. I mean, receivers might be a dime a dozen if they just play the position. Guys of McLaurin's caliber, who are 1,000-yard receivers every year for a half dozen years in a row, there's him and Mike Evans have basically done that.
Yeah, so there's a difference. Like, Mackenzie Gore is the Nationals' number one. He's a number one, but he's not a Cy Young candidate.
He's not
like,
an ace.
There's ones and ones, right? I mean, Terry McLaurin has been their best receiver, but he's not a number two on, you know, almost every offense. Now, he'd be a number two in Minnesota next to Justin Jefferson or next to Jamar Chase, but that's not a fair standard, I don't think.
What do you think is stopping him from requesting a trade? And could that be coming? What happens if, like, we
to
keep
me,
saying,
that's when we'll know if
exactly.
Your theory is right.
If this goes south, what does that look like? I think it's a request of a trade, but mm-hmm. why wouldn't he have done it now if he's actually, if there's as much acrimony as there seems to be? He was asked about it, and he said, at this time, it's not something I'm thinking about. When could that change? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.